In this segment, we're going to talk about eyewear. What percentage of American adults would you say wears glasses?
Ooh, good question. It's going to go up, too, because of all our screen usage. They say that's really bad for your eyes.
Really?
And, you know, with kids having phones and spending so much time on a computer, that's the way you learn in school. Their eyes are going to be bad, and they don't spend time outside. This was another thing, that spending time outside is actually good for your vision.
Because you're looking far away.
Yeah, because your muscles actually get the exercise of far away distances as well as up close distances.
Yeah.
I'll say 70%.
I'm going to say it's around 60 to 70% as well.
Very good. 64%, according to the Vision Council. 64% of adult Americans wear prescription eyeglasses.
The Vision Council.
Can we get on the Vision
Council?
Yeah, I want
to be on that.
Yeah, me too.
That's 166 million people in the United States, adults wearing glasses. And a lot of kids are in glasses these days, as Gordo mentioned, because of all the screen time. So I've kind of lucked out. I didn't need glasses or any corrective lenses until I was about 50. And once I turned 50, I needed readers. And now I really need readers. I can hardly see anything. Sometimes even I find that I put readers on to see my dinner plate. Because it clears it up for me a little bit more.
Wow, good Lord.
Or doing anything, you know, if I'm putting something together with my hands or, you know, building something, I will wear readers because I just get clearer vision. My distant vision has always been pretty good. I've never needed glasses for that, even once I hit my 50s. Many, many years ago, I did have my eyes tested and they made a prescription pair of glasses for me for nighttime driving.
Mm-hmm.
And it clears things up just a little bit, but I don't really need to wear them. Well, I recently had an eye exam, and my up-close vision, I failed. My reading vision, I failed. My distant vision, I was 20/30, so still pretty good. But they said, would you like this new prescription? We can make some glasses for you.
For a very steep price.
For a very steep price, we can make progressive lenses for you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I was told, too, last time I went.
And I said, sure, I'll try them. Because right now I've got, you know, five pairs of readers. I take one to work. I've got a few scattered around the house. But I've never tried progressive, which are, they're like bifocals, but there's not a line. It just gradually progresses from your near vision to your far vision. And I said, sure, I'm willing to try it, because that's the thing to do these days.
Because if you just got the prescription for whatever your vision correction that you need, then when you have to read, you can't see anything.
That's right? Why people do the old man librarian type thing of putting them down on the end of the nose and looking over the top of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I said, sure. So I was in their little frame store and picked out some smart looking frames here.
Yeah, those
are
nice.
Really like
them. Look how
good.
Smart they look.
And they had me sit down when the glasses were ready. I went in there and I tried them on. Put them on. And it was like an LSD trip.
Looks like you're looking through a fish tank.
I cannot read a piece of paper in front of me. I'm trying to do this. I have to tilt my head way up. And if I move my head side to side, the paper does this. Wah, 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 wah. It looks like
tilts left and right.
Tilts left and right. How does anybody read with these? And then when I try my distance, it's still, I have to find this sweet spot of where I look through where the lenses aren't phasing and wobbling.
It's the sweet spot.
Well, I wonder if you're wearing them too far down on your nose there. Yeah, you're supposed to wear them like that.
There you go.
Yeah, that doesn't help. The paper still warbles and the it's like an LSD trip. And most of it is, I would say 80% of what I'm looking through is completely blurred.
Huh.
And it's only clear at the very top if I can get it just right, and at the very bottom if I can get it just right. Do you think they messed up my lenses?
Maybe put somebody else's prescription in there?
Try those, George.
What's the longest you've
worn? Well, what are the chances
he's going
to have?
Don't stretch them with your big head.
Yeah, I may stretch them out with my pumpkin head. It looks like I'm going to stretch them.
You slip a pumpkin head, pal.
Wow. I've never seen better in my life.
Got George's prescription.
I picked up yours.
It was a sitcom mix-up.
Yeah, that's a little blurry. What's the longest you've kept them on?
Not long, because it makes me sick, like a minute.
I think that's the key. I think you're going to have to wear them for like a day, and then I think at the end of the day...
Stop looking at me like that, Gordo, with my glasses.
Yeah, these...
They're a little weird, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Have you ever tried those before, either of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why I didn't get them, because I thought, there's no way I can do this.
Yeah. That's how I feel right now.
Wait, you got progressive?
I tried them out because I had LASIK.
At the doctor's office?
Yeah. And I thought, meh. Because I wasn't bad, but at a distance, I couldn't see quite as well. And, yeah, I probably need to go get them tested again and maybe try this, but...
You know what I understand they do now? Like, because my LASIK is also slipped, too. I got LASIK, in the 90s?
Yeah.
And now I think they do the trick of they just replace the lens in your eyeball.
That's what I
which
hear.
Is so creepy.
Wow.
And what that corrects, I guess, is not only your vision, but it corrects the close-up vision, too, somehow.
Magically.
And then it also corrects the yellowing that happens of your lens as you get older. You know, that's why you're supposed to wear sunglasses and everything, because your lens will actually yellow over time. And that's why older people, that's why your grandparents complained when they walked in the room and they'd always go, "Whoa, turn on some lights in here. It's so dark."
Yeah.
You know, you as a kid, you could deal with low light situations.
Mm-hmm.
But parents and grandparents always wanted you to turn on lights, and then they'd get mad at you when you left them on.
Yeah. The eye doctor told me that, and I always wear sunglasses when I'm outside because I have a sensitivity to really, really bright light. And she said, do that to stave off cataracts.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you wear sunglasses, which I guess is why you see a lot of older people with the giant blue blockers on that wrap all the way around,
right.
Protecting their eyes. But I get it.
I always forget to wear. I got prescription sunglasses the last time I got glasses. They upsold me.
Oh, yeah.
And I got that, and I always forget to wear them.
Really?
Always. Yeah. It'll always be like the last mile of my drive home. I go, oh, crud. And I'll switch out my glasses real quick.
Yeah, that whole replacing your lens thing, too, also, does that take...
Your actual physical, your biological lens, you're
talking about. Does that take cataracts out of the equation?
Yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't it?
I think so.
That's what I understand.
Yeah.
I think it's a cure-all, but it seems weird to go in there
freaky.
And take out the lenses inside your eye.
I may be getting to a point where I should do that, or have some kind of LASIK, but it's always... scared the devil out of me.
I know.
To have somebody cutting on my eyeball, because I think I'll be that one case where it didn't work.
Right.
And I'm blind.
LASIK was one of the scariest things I did when I did it. Because seems like it was pretty new at the time.
You can feel them folding that flap over.
Yes. Way that they did it, Junior, and I did it at a time when I don't think that they cut the cornea with a laser at the time. They cut the cornea with an actual physical, like, cookie cutter razor.
Wow.
I think I'm remembering this correctly.
Yeah.
And then they use the laser to do the, shaving of the, I don't know,
the sports
McGillicuddy.
The eyeball.
Yes, whatever they did.
Yeah,
freaky.
Like, I've always had a hard time just putting eye drops in. I can't imagine letting somebody laser my eyeball.
You never did contacts?
No.
No, I never had contacts.
Mm-mm, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Would not have been able to do it. No way.
I do contacts.
Putting a shard of glass in your eye.
That still freaks me out when people take that contact and their eyeball's going all over the place and they're...
Yeah, it looks
nuts.
Really weird.
Like a horror movie. I did the first time I got contacts when I was young. I may have still been a teenager. When I got the hard contact lenses, and those were the shards of glass type ones. But those were supposed to retard vision loss.
Okay.
If you had the hard contact lenses, it was supposed to keep your eyes from going as bad as if you use soft contact lenses. And I tried those, lasted about a week, and then said, I got to have the soft contact
lenses.
Too
uncomfortable.
Yeah. It is uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't see how anybody does that. And I'm hoping that technology will advance, thanks to AI, very rapidly. And like in 10 years when I'm really needing glasses.
You just have bionic eyes.
Yeah, they'll just, it'll be so easy. I'll walk in.
Feed you Google results all the time.
Yeah, they'll shoot a laser at me and I walk out 5 seconds later with perfect vision.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that'll happen.
Well, how did they do it in the old days? Because I'm so nearsighted. My father was incredibly nearsighted. So were we just people who they took in the back of the farm and just shot?
I don't know. That's
because
a good
we
question.
Were worthless?
That's a good question.
This gave you a monocle.
When did eyeglass technology start? Was it Ben Franklin had some?
Yeah.
They looked really kinda ineffective, look like readers. Though. Because they were just pinch glasses right. on the end of his nose, and they were really small. He was like doing John Lennon's small... I mean, they were like 50 times smaller than John Lennon's round glasses.
The first recorded spectacle use was 1284.
Whoa. Like anyone
Italy.
Could know that.
But they didn't become commonplace until the 18th century. Or somewhat
1700s.
Commonplace. Yeah.
So how did people survive before then?
When I don't know.
Bumped into things.
Because I'm so nearsighted that the whole world's just completely fuzzy.
Yeah.
I think George is right. We just bumped into things.
Yeah, we couldn't see.
The glasses in 1285 or whenever you said, did they have the transitional, progressive lenses that went from dark outside to light inside, those creepy ones?
Couldn't walk down to Lens Crafters back then.
Remember, those were popular in the 80s. Do they still have those, the progressive, not progressive, transitional?
Yeah,
lenses.
I remember my uncle got a pair of those, and we all thought they were pretty cool.
Yeah, that would magically transform to sunglasses when you walked outside.
My advice is, like, this Saturday, wear them for, like, 10 hours and see what happens.
Yeah, you got to get used to it. There's
a
learning curve. Now we have no patience for learning curve. Make it work immediately, or I'm suing this company.
These glasses suck, man.
But just sitting here trying to read my laptop screen... Right like that, it's clear, but I can't move my head or the laptop or it'll get really blurry. Like, there's no
you're
real
gonna
have
to fight through it. Your eyes are going to have to get used to them.
That's right.
That's going to be the greatest pair of glasses you ever had.
Just get your eyeballs operated on.
I think I'm just going to take these glasses and put them under my tire in the parking lot and run over them when
I
leave.
Well, now that's not a good solution. You want to share with us how much they cost?
You don't want to know.
The last glasses I bought was the most expensive thing ever, and I swear I'm never doing that again.
Yeah. I was told the markup on frames is the greatest markup in the world today. Mm-hmm. Like, it's marked up 40,000%.
I don't know that it's 40,000%, but it is a lot.
That's more than smoothies.
What about the lenses themselves? Does it really cost that much to make those lenses?
I don't know.
Are they faking us out on that? And do they even make glass lenses anymore? Are they all plastic?
I bet they're all plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't we call them plastics?
I know. Yeah. Why do we call them glasses? You got to go get some new plastics.